Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. You're in the Army now. That's right. Not just a movie, but a reality for Christians. Also, what's going on in between our left and right ear? I'm going to talk about that and close it out with when a thought is not a sin.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. We are asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation, but just keep in mind, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's all it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Going to start right off the bat by giving props to Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, helps people get out of pain. I don't know about you, but after I've been learning about mowing in 97 degrees and it's a half acre and I have a push mower, I have figured out that I am in pain from time to time. That is what happens. Dr. Brandon Brown is the answer for those type of pains and much more. In fact, it's Migraine Awareness Month. It's actually June and July. Here's the bottom line. If you want to make an appointment with somebody and talk to them, don't cost you anything to connect with them, 972-454-9362. But are you going to remember those 10 numbers, 972-454-9362? Maybe not. But maybe you could remember this, drbrandonbrown.com. That's his website, DR for Dr. Brandonbrown.com. And if you can't remember that, davidspoon.com, where we have a link under the little tab that says sponsors. Get in touch with them, have a meeting with them, find out what you can do to get rid of some of the pain that you're going through. That is a splendid idea. Okay, before we get into our teaching and our different stuff, congratulations, by the way, to Dave, who won yesterday. We sent that information or that winnings out. We are going to be doing trivia, but it's not money trivia today. It's just open trivia. You know what open trivia is? It's open. See, these are the really scholarly things that I want people to get from the show. That and this. So I was coming across, you know, I do a research every single day, and I came across this website that had some older, more classic Christian jokes. They're one-liners, but I have to. It's just a requirement. It's something wired in me. I can't help it. You're just going to have to deal with it. So I got to do at least three. If you get offended by these jokes, there's two things I can say. There's a big button on your dash that you can change. So that's an easy way to get through it. And then the other thing is, if you've got a better joke, then call in. Ha! How about that? There you go. Okay, first of all, here's a very simple one. How long did Cain hate his brother? How long did Cain hate his brother? Ready? Ready? As long as he was Abel. See, as long as he was, because it was Cain and Abel. Okay. I'm not getting a lot of props there. Fine. How does Moses make his coffee? Same way Jesus does? What? Hebrews. Hebrew. Book of Hebrews. Fine. Who do mice pray to? Jesus. That's funny. Come on. That's not funny. All right, fine. What did Adam say the day before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. See? That's okay. I'm just going to close this right now.
You said we only had to go through three.
Okay. I'm closing it now. Everybody's out there going, oh my goodness. What is this, Friday? Yes. It is Friday. Trivia question we'll throw out there for you right now, just so I can see if I can redeem it. The reason I'm doing that is because guess what we're talking about today? Satan. And that is never easy. And we're going right to the heart of it. So just in case you are not aware, here's our first trivia question. There will not be a reward. If you're just calling in to get money, it ain't going to happen today. I'm telling you ahead of time. But you are welcome to take a shot at the trivia question. Who was the brother of Martha and Mary? Who was the brother of Martha and Mary? 972-445-0770. You do not have to come on the air. You can call and just give the answer to Wonder Julie. It's not complex. 972-445-0770. I want to talk about something that is important for the Christian to recognize, and that is at some point you made a decision to say yes to Jesus, and you got the best friend in the world. Congratulations. Guess what else you got? You got the worst enemy your brain could ever conceive of. I'm going to read you a portion out of Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. What's important about that is for people who are really into eschatology, you might be saying, well, that's in Revelation chapter 12. Here is a perfect example of why you can't just be one-minded in regards to how you look at Scripture. This is a future element, but also has a present-day application. That is often the case in Scripture. Revelation chapter 12, 13 through 17. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and half a time out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. I want to make this really clear. Satan is our enemy. He is not big like God is big, but he is bigger than us, which is why we need God's power to defeat him. One of the things that happened with Satan is that he's lost. He keeps losing. He never stops losing. And for those that don't understand God, God throws away nothing. He could have just eliminated him, but instead he just used him because God gets the most out of everybody and everything. And in this case, when Satan lost yet again, he made a commitment to go and wage war with the offspring from the woman. And then the scripture in Revelation 12:17 defines who that is. Those who keep God's commandments and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Are you keeping God's commandments? Do you hold the testimony about Jesus Christ? Well, Satan is at war with you. When Jesus talks about Satan, he refers to him as the thief in John 10:10. Thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. But you have to keep in mind that Satan, he's trying to steal our joy. He's trying to kill our hope. He's trying to destroy our faith. And he's waging war with you and with me and with anybody that genuinely keeps the commands of God and holds fast their testimony about Jesus. I know it's Friday. You want to hear light stuff. I get it. That's what I told the Lord. But I don't get to speak for the audience. You got to speak for the author. I don't want to walk funny. That's kind of how I look at it. Bottom line, you have an enemy who's against you. You're in a war. When you said yes to Jesus, you got thrown in the middle of it, whether you like it or not. What's ironic is that if that war didn't take place, your salvation never would have come about. You'd have just been lost in sin and defiance and disobedience because of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he made for your sins. You got pulled out of the casualty part of the war. And you got bonused so that you can be a part of the victory team in every account that God engages with. It's cool because you might, as you grow and develop, lose a few skirmishes from here or there when you're fighting Satan on your own, but you will win the war. And how you know that is you just go to the end of the book. You really want to ruin your book purchase? Go to the end of the book and just read the last chapter. Right? Okay, but you could do that with the Bible. See, you read the last chapter. Guess what? We win. Yay! I mean, that's the key. But you're still in a war. You're still in a process. You're going through it. Until that trumpet blows, until the Lord calls us home, you're in it. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you where the war is. Because that seems to be the most interesting part that people miss. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh. It's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly. He's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Ooh, that's good right there. Email davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. If you want to, there's a little donation box there. If you want to give, great. We're trying to do some additional projects. That's what we're trying to do. If you want to participate, super. If you can't, no problem. Just keep praying for us. We appreciate it. That's great. That's awesome. Fantastic. That's totally cool. Before we get to Pamela, let me just tell you this. This is really important to me personally. I know you guys might not understand this, but today, my friends, today is Pecan Pie Day. Pecan Pie Day! Let me say this real quickly, because most people associate Pecan Pie Day with Thanksgiving or Christmas, right? Pecan pie, right? Okay, let me just explain this to you, okay? I'm a Jewish guy who is very committed to my Christian faith, and I am highly aware that pecan pie is the best pie ever, okay? Now, before you say no, which I know some of you are going, you're crazy, it's my favorite pie, but that's the wonderful thing about the Lord. He made a bunch of us, and some people like lemon meringue, some people like chocolate, some people like cherry, some people like apple. I like pecan pie. That's my favorite, and that's why I think it's awesome that it's Pecan Pie Day. That should make you smile, and I think there's only one fast food that has pecan pie as a dessert. Do you know which one that is? I'm not giving them a plug per se, but you know which one it is? Do you think you know? You're thinking.
No, I don't know what it
wait,
is.
Wait, hold on.
I can see the pie wedge, like in the container, but I don't know what
it is. Popeye's chicken. I didn't even know. I went there and I got some chicken, and they're like, I was like, hey, is it going to be dessert? And I, you know, initially I'm thinking like churros or like apple pie, and they're like, we have pecan pie. I'm like, what? I'd like to give the chicken back and just get pecan pie, please. All right. This segment brought to you by Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Milky, oh no. Yeah. Here's the bottom line. You have real estate questions or needs or thoughts or considerations or reasonings or evaluations or appraisings or listings or buyings or sellings or something. Then you want to get in touch with Pamela, talk to her, touch base with her, and make sure that you share with her what's going on so she can be praying with you and for you. You want to go to the blessedrealtycompany.com. Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, blessedrealtycompany.com. You want to send her off a note, say hi. You tell her, hey, Dave said thanks for sponsoring the show, but I still want to get together with you. Can we get together and can I get a free Tootsie Roll? That's all you want to know. Keeping it easy. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Tell her I said hello, even though I just sent her a text 15 minutes ago. You can still tell her that. Okay? All right. Okay, let's get into this next segment. This is going to be tough. So we're talking about our Christian. Oh, should I? I guess I should do the. Who knows who Mary and Martha's brother is? I'm so bad. Mary and Martha's brother. Do you know who it is? Our phone number here is 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Mary and Martha had a brother. And his name was? Okay. I'll stop right there. Okay, so in the last section we were talking about, or in the last segment, we were talking about war. We're in a spiritual warfare. You know that. You can look at Ephesians 6:12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and figure out, yeah, this is a spiritual warfare. There's probably 50 verses that make reference to the warfare, not the least of which is Peter referring to the enemy as a lion. That's not good. So we know what's going on. But what I want to talk about is something really specific, and I'll break these down the road, but I'm giving kind of an overview of these. I want you to recognize where the warfare takes place. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when you read that, where do you think the warfare is? Well, let's see. We have divine power to take down strongholds, and we can demolish arguments and anything else that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and then we're supposed to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Where do you think the warfare is? It's between your left and right ear, and a little higher. The warfare is upstairs, folks. I can tell you right now, when you're watching television and there's something that's challenged in you on television, a hand does not come through the television screen and slap you. It comes through the openings of your eyes and your ears, and guess where it goes? Take a guess where it goes. Right upstairs. For some of you, there's a little bit less... there's a little more open space in the old attic, but for other people, it's filled with many things, and the enemy tries to fill that space, and guess what one of his favorite things to do is? It's to create a stronghold. That's his strategy. Now listen, you think of the word stronghold, it's like, what's a stronghold? What does that even mean? A stronghold, I'll make it super easy. It's a fortress. And Satan tries to build little fortresses in your minds. And you're thinking, well, he can't do that. Well, tell Jesus that. Tell God that he wrote his word wrong. He builds little fortresses in your mind. And what he does is he drops in a thought. And then what happens is, because you don't erase it and take it obedient to Christ, he drops in another thought, then another thought, then another thought, then another thought, and then he's got a foundation. And then you don't take care of that, and it builds and it builds, and he starts building not just a foundation, he starts building a first floor and a second floor, and he starts building little outposts to it. And for some of you, you let him keep building, and by the time it's all said and done, he's got like a hotel up there. And it's like, you got to stop that. When somebody is a trespasser, right, a legal trespasser, when they go and they trespass on somebody's land, what do? They go on the land, and they're there on the land, and they're kind of hiding out. They don't want people to know they're there. They don't want the owners to know they're there. They're just hanging out. And if they stay long enough, they can even almost make a legal claim, right? Because they have stayed on the land so long uninterrupted, right? All of that stuff comes from this stuff. All of that trespassing. See, Satan has no right to be there, but if you don't kick him out, he ain't going out. That's why the scripture says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You're supposed to, I'm supposed to, surrender to God, and then keep from giving in to Satan. And what Satan does is he just drops something in there, and if you don't pay attention, don't care much about it, drops another thing, drops another thing, drops another thing, until he's creating a building, and he's trying to build a fortress in your mind, which becomes a stronghold. That's why people struggle with lust and fear and every other thing under the sun, doubt, And they struggle with imagining that people are coming up or saying the worst things. I got news for you. In the King James, and this is one of the times I love the King James, where it says in verse 5, 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But that word imaginations is such a great word because sometimes the enemy drops something in there that's just a complete imagination. And if you don't dismiss it, he drops something else to reinforce it and to reinforce it and to reinforce it. Until it becomes a stronghold. And it's like, wait, that's not cool. Right. And what's even worse is we don't do anything about it. That's even worse. And you think, well, are you sure about that? 2 Corinthians 11:3, about 12 verses later, here's what Paul said. I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunnings, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Paul's big concern was that you and me and our brains are going to walk right out of this sincere and pure and simplicity devotion to Jesus because the enemy is tweaking our mind. That's where the warfare is, folks. It's your left and right ear. Oh, yeah, we got geographical places, and we're going to have this, we're going to have this, but don't kid yourself. You, your brain, your mind, your heart, that's where the war is all the time. How do you think they came up with the little devil on the one side and the angel on the other? How do you think they came up with that? They just made it up? Come on. Got to take down those fortresses. And when we come back, I'm going to show you something maybe you haven't seen. If you have, I'll just help you reinforce to make sure those fortresses don't grow. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
I will lay me down in peace and sleep.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turn. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay, let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most. I never need to...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where I just smacked my knee against the desk underneath, and man, does it hurt. Ho, ho, ho. Let's cover this before we talk about Jamie Blumenthal. This is going to be very hard for some people to hear. If you're a Democrat, don't get mad at me. But today, besides being Pecan Pie Day, is also Cow Appreciation Day. Cow Appreciation Day. And while there's a whole side of the political spectrum that's having a very difficult time with cow flatulence and stuff like that, which nobody can figure out in the whole universe, it's important to recognize how important a cow is. Because, I'm going to say this right now, because tomorrow night, my wife and I, we having cow. How's that? Is that a good way to say that? We have
cow's delicious.
Cow is delicious. We had a porterhouse like last week. It was like a yumma. Oh my goodness gracious. See that with a little pecan pie. I'm gonna be so happy. I mean, I'm not gonna watch soccer, but I'm gonna be happy. That's all I'm saying. All right, Cow Appreciation Day. So if you're not appreciative of cow, you probably don't know who Elsie is. I'm just going to leave it right there, see who's got that one. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal.
Money, money, money.
All right, it's easy. I don't think this is tough. Ready? Okay. You have money that you're trying to save, and you have finances you're trying to coordinate. And you want to talk to somebody who knows how to coordinate that. Now, if you're a person that is like, you know, I'm a risk taker. Everything I do risk. Now, I believe in taking risks, but I believe that there is, you know, better risks than others. So, for example, I, in believing I like risks, will not go to the Empire State Building, go to the very top, jump off, and try and do a triple flip, and then land on my feet at the bottom of the Empire, even though that's risky. Okay? You see how that's risky? Now, going to New York. That's a risk. I would do that. You see what I'm saying? I've done that several times. Here's what I'm trying to say. If you're just going to do the risk taking, just take all the money and go, and you can go to Vegas, and then they either have black or red, and just put it on one of the colors and see what happens. Or you can plan. You can retire the right way. You can plan right, retire right, and retire the right way. Sit down, talk to Jamie and his wife, Nancy. Besides getting the free book, which is pretty cool, you get to have the opportunity to at least have somebody here from an outside point of view who's a fiduciary who can be responsible and hear what you got going on. RetireTheRightWay.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Okay. Are you doing all right? When you're doing it, it's Friday. You got to be prepared. Are you happy? You got to be happy. It's Friday. I mean, how's that bad, right? Unless your week starts on Friday. And then really your Friday is Monday. And then if your Friday is Monday, then you're not happy until like what? Tuesday. Wow. It's kind of like what my wife was going through. She had Tuesday and Wednesday off. It was like we were going through that for a while. It's like it's tough. It's tough, but you do what you got to do, right? Okay. Let's get to this next segment. Some people are just going to lose it again if you have the opportunity where you think you know who the brother is for Martha and Mary out of John chapter 11. You can call in and give us your answer, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. 800-480-0770. I rarely get a call when I talk about spiritual warfare. I just one of those things I've noticed over 7 years of doing radio, talk radio. It's like, wow. It's just one of those weird, bizarre things because people are like, and it's okay. It's cool. So, I mean, let's just move forward. Here is something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about temptation. Satan is called the tempter. That's one of his names. And what I want to talk to you about is the temptation process. Because there is a big mistake in the church, a big mistake in, and anytime you miss a stake, you're really blowing it. There's a big mistake in the communication of what temptation is and what sin is. So let's just look at the word, because that's where you have to get the answers. When tempted, James 1:13 through 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Now listen. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. This is the only place where an abortion is a good idea. Right here, when it comes to sin. The enemy attacks us and tries to build fortresses in our minds. It's what he does. If you don't think he does that, then you're just in full denial of Scripture. I can't do anything about that. Kind of like what Ed Cole said that one time to the missionaries. Oh, I see, you're not Bible believers. We're missionaries. He goes, well, if you don't believe the Bible, you're not a Bible believer. So that's pretty much all it goes to. So the bottom line in this situation is that the enemy is trying to lure us away. Remember when I said that he's trying to build a fortress, so he drops in a thought and he drops in a thought and he drops in a thought? Here's the big problem. If you're walking down the street, let me use me as an example as a guy, okay? I'm walking down the street, and there's a woman that's walking either across the street or towards me or whatever the case may be. There's no sin. There's nothing wrong. And the thought comes in, she's a pretty woman. That's fine right there. I mean, it's nothing wrong with thinking that somebody's pretty. That's fine. There's nothing wrong. It's what follows and what you do with what follows that lays everything out. Because there's nothing wrong with making an observation that God created people that are, for you, there's a good-looking person, there's something I like a rainbow, or I like a sunset, whatever. There's things that are pleasing to people that they like. I mean, I like licorice. I mean, because when I see licorice, it's not a sin. Now, the next thought is where we get into it. Because in you and me, we are positionally justified, and practically that's being worked out in us on a day-by-day basis. And in that, the next thought might be, oh, maybe she likes you too, and maybe you could get together. Guess what? That thought is not a sin depending on what you do with it. If you bring all thoughts into the captive obedience of Christ, you would say, absolutely not. I resist that. I'm happily married. My wife's the most fantastic person in the world. At no point in that process did you sin. But if you go, yeah, maybe she is pretty. Maybe we could hook up. Ding, ding, ding. You just went from a temptation and an enticement into the birth of sin. Sin takes place when your flesh, Satan, the world, throws something at you that's enticing and you move towards it. When you give it life. When you are moving to keep it alive. If you keep it after it comes, you become responsible for it. You understand? It's when somebody will say to you, hey, let's rob a bank. And you go, no, that's dumb. Okay. And that's it, right? But if you go, yeah, those people don't deserve the money anyway, guess what you just gave life to? Do you see how it works there? Or anything else that goes along those lines, that your acceptance of that premise is something that's contrary to God. If you keep it after it comes towards you and you keep it alive, that is when you are giving life to sin. Look at what the scripture says. It says, each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. So for the primary understanding, this is within you. Then after desire has conceived, look at it, gives birth to sin. When the desire comes through, you need to not let it have conception. You need to stop it beforehand. And then it says it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And if you did accidentally or on purpose or for whatever reason, you did give it life, kill it immediately. Kill the thought, kill the process, abort it no matter what you do. Or that sin will affect your relationship with God, and it will affect you in your engagements, not just with humanity, but with yourself. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Oral Roberts said it almost one of the best ways possible. He said, you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair. Yeah, that's it right there. Bingo. If we keep it, it becomes sin. If the thought of lust comes in and you don't destroy it and you give life to it, you just sinned. And the penalty for sin is death, and it might not sabotage our eternity, but it's certainly sabotaging our walk. So we don't want to be dragged away, but if we are and you're enticed, if it's a temptation from your flesh, the world, or Satan, you want to kill it immediately. Do not breathe life into something that is contrary to the law of God and the purpose of God. Because if you give it life, you helped sin conceive. Don't do that. Temptation is not the sin. But responding to the temptation by giving it life, that is a sin. And every time it happens, whether you do it with your mouth or it's all inside of you, every time, God knows. Every time. No matter how little or insignificant. Okay? All right, we come back. We're going to look at the key to getting through that stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both,
You want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just did something I've never done before. I dropped my stuff on the desk, and I had two little loose pieces of paper, and they both shot off and went off the desk on the other side, so I don't even know what they say. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. We also have a link to all of our podcasters. 1,200 shows. So there's quite a few. And then Facebook, David Spoon Media. Last time I'm going to ask the question, then I'll answer it at the end. Martha and Mary had a brother. Who was that? Now, come on, folks. I know you know this. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. This segment sponsored by our good friend John.
Big John. Big John.
It's super easy for me to do this for you, okay? Look it. A free inspection. The greatest thing about a free inspection, it's free. Oh, my goodness. You can find out whether you need roof replacement or roof repair. Doesn't matter. And then what is going to count is that you're going to have somebody review it who knows, who's honest and earnest, and will do it right. You want to call 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, 4.9 out of 5 on the Google reviews, A-plus rating on BBB, The Blessed Roofing Company. You can go to theblessedroofingcompany.com, get the information, tell John you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, get a free snow cone. Oh! This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Leonard. How are you, David?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. All right. Do you think you know the answer to our question? Because Martha and Mary, quite the pair. Anyway, they had a brother. Do you know his name?
Yeah, he was one that Jesus called out to in the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth.
That is correct, sir. You, all right. You want to hear something really funny that a preacher preached one time that I had not heard before? I've heard a lot of sermons on it, but he said that the reason that Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, because if he would have just said, come forth, a bunch of people would have come out.
That's right.
I'm just like, wow, that is powerful. Good job, sir. Thank you.
Yep, I had to call him by name.
Yep, I appreciate that you called in and you gave us the answer.
Well, there's a bunch of us probably just waiting for the end of the show, and you had to have it, so we're trying to help you out.
Gotcha. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Thanks for the support.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. All right, there we go. I love that because that's good, and he knew it. He knew that. I'll tell you, the first time I heard it was years ago. It was powerful. It's like if Jesus just would have said, come forth, there'd have been a bunch of people. Like, wow, that's just heavy duty. All righty then. So we've taken care of that. I just want to finish up this spiritual warfare teaching. I know it's not an easy teach to talk about spiritual warfare and sin, but on this show we talk about sin. We talk about salvation. We talk about good and the bad and the ugly. Usually all three of those relate to me in some capacity. Good, bad, ugly. See? I'm going to get in trouble when I get home. That one. Anyway, I want to say what is the conclusion to the matter, because we're talking about you know, the spiritual warfare that people go through. And here is the conclusion to the matter. We've already talked about the thief. We talked about the fact that we're in war. We talked about that he tries to establish fortresses in our minds. We talked about the process of temptation. What is the solution? There's a couple of solutions, but these are the simple ones. Of course, we know putting on the armor on a regular basis. But I'm going to go a little different direction. For those who know the armor, just hold that in your pocket for a second. Revelation 12, 10 through 11 says this: I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God and night and day, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by their word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Three things that are listed in Revelation that they give to the victory. One, by the blood of the Lamb. Don't you ever, please God, let me never forget that all things prior to the cross, after the cross, point back to the cross. And it is by the blood of Jesus that the animosity was brought to a close and freedom was enabled. It's true that the resurrection enables us to have a friendship with God, but my friends, without the blood of Jesus, there is no redemption. There is no buyback. That is the price. And so by the blood of the Lamb, it's an amazing element. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb. When people say, well, the blood's not that important, just go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 and go, They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. The testimony is not, it's not the same testimony for everybody in the sense of how it all pans out in pictures, but it's the same testimony in regards to God working in our lives. And how you get through the spiritual warfare, you know, with the armor, is you triumph by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony, something that you should be able to say to yourself, because it's by the word of our testimony, and the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And you should be able to say it, even if all you ever say is, God saved me. That's great, because that's an important part of it. This is God's work in our lives. And then the last segment it says is they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. And that's the dying to ourselves part. John 12, 23 through 25, Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. There is a death unto self that is part of the process to help us overcome. And you think, well, why is that necessary? Because if you are not aware that you have a position in God and you give life to the old you will show up. If you people are, have a hard time understanding, well, that's not possible. He was crucified. He was. But the full redemption of that has not taken place, or people wouldn't die. You see, that's the commonality. That's like, wait, people are still dying. So the redemption from the law has taken place, but not every element of that redemption has been processed, or people wouldn't die. Just, you just can't get away from it, because death is a result of breaking the law. It's like, okay, so go into common thought. We're just talking a little theology, but you can handle it. You're big boys and girls. Here's the bottom line. When we're dying to ourselves, we're cutting down the opportunities of our flesh to get fed. A great example came from another preacher talking about a junkyard dog. You ever go to a junkyard? You ever been to a junkyard? I mean, I went to a church that was next to a junkyard. I mean, literally, the pastor owned the junkyard. It was like, wow. 24th and Broadway in Tempe, Arizona. I could tell you every little nuance about it. And they had dogs there. They were not friendly dogs. That's all I'm going to say. And you know what happens to a junkyard dog when you don't feed it? It gets more gnarly. It gets angrier. it's actually weaker, but it sounds madder. It was like, yeah, guess what? That's you. That's when you don't feed your flesh, it sounds louder. But it's actually getting weaker. You got to deny that part of you, just like I got to deny that part of me. You don't want to give life. And for those that really want to witness that the old neighborhood, while you are positionally correct, practically it's not fully in swing, I will give you the one proof you will need that will just make it as simple as possible that goes along with Scripture, because the Bible says to the testimony and to the law, to both. And here it is. When you go back in your old fleshly ways, you're as bad as you've ever been, is even worse. That's the thing that you know. When you visit the old neighborhood, it's like you never left. That's terrible, right? Yeah, that is bad. Okay? All right. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Remember, it's by the blood of the Lamb. It's by the word of our testimony. It's by dying to ourselves that we overcome the enemy. And he's got a thing against us. He don't like us. It's not an issue. He don't like you because you love Jesus. That's the only reason. That's all he needs. Okay? All right. All right, so what we try to do on Fridays that I'm hearing it's not recorded is that we try and pray over all that we've gone through for the week together, okay? So I want to do that with everybody, and not just for this show, but anything else you've heard or processed throughout the week. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we ask in the powerful name of Jesus Christ that you would keep deep within us the truths that we have heard that you are working on in our lives and that you have declared. The things that we've heard that aren't that important, let them just fall off to the side. They don't mean anything. But the things that you're moving in our lives with, let us embrace those truths. Let those truths work into our lives that we might reflect the image of Jesus Christ more and more and more. Just as your word says, glory by glory by glory, step by step. Help us walk with you, not walk behind, not walk ahead, walk with you, and help us to understand that your love for us never ceases. You knew about us before you picked, before you selected. You love us as much now as the day we said yes. Help us to keep that in mind in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Keep me running.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.